You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, This is Who I Am. Carlos Santana, the famous Latin American guitarist, tells this story in association with his new movie, Carlos, The Santana Journey. Carlos was in a park with his mom in Tijuana, Mexico, when he was a young boy, where a band was playing, and the band had a specific sound and tone. When Carlos heard that sound and tone from the band, he said, quote, I just knew this was all it was going to be the rest of my life, close quote. He went on to say, quote, this is who I am. Esto es lo que soy, close quote. At that moment, Carlos found his soul's purpose, his calling in this lifetime. What is a soul purpose? Your soul's purpose is defined as your unique frequency of energy in the universe, a true and authentic expression of who you really are, what you came into this lifetime to be, become, and accomplish. In the case of Carlos Santana, his soul purpose was to be a musician who became a famous guitarist and create an original variety of Latin rock music. This inspired me to ask, have you ever experienced a defining moment in your life like Carlos Santana? If not, how do you find and recognize your soul's purpose? Consider these three things. Number one, ask the question. Sit quietly with your eyes closed. Place both hands over your heart and ask the question, what is my soul's purpose? Experience the answer with all six of your senses in an initial state of awareness focused on your heart. The first thing that will happen is that you will receive insights from your first sense, your intuition. Your intuition often shows you symbols instead of words. Your intuition and your other five senses are not aligned in time and are out of sync in time. After a short delay in time, a second or two, you will receive insights on your other five senses. Shift your state of awareness to your physical body. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, or touch? For example, imagine your soul purpose is to be an architect. Your intuition may first show you an image of a building. Your other five senses may then allow you to see the interior of a building you designed, hear people talking about your architectural style, etc. Number two, determine what feelings are generated. After asking the question, what is my soul's purpose, you will feel emotions in your body that will generate feelings. Emotions are defined as bodily reactions that are activated through neurotransmitters and hormones released by the brain. Feelings, on the other hand, are defined as a conscious experience or conscious state of emotional reactions. Your soul's purpose will create warm, loving, joyful emotions in your chest and around your heart. Your soul's purpose will create calm feelings of clarity, distinctiveness, and leave you in an empowered state. Number three, embrace your soul's purpose. After you have determined what your soul purpose is, embrace it 100%. When you embrace your soul's purpose, you are willingly and enthusiastically accepting it as who you are. When you embrace your soul's purpose, you come into alignment with the very best version of you from a heart-based space. You live every moment of your life from a graceful, joyful, confident state. In the movie, Carlos Santana also said this, quote, magic is when you command the elements to capture the flow of grace, close quote. When you embrace your own soul's purpose, you command the elements to create powerful, meaningful, and magical experiences in your own life and in your interaction with others. Finding, recognizing, and embracing your own soul's purpose will create one of the most powerful, positive impacts in your life you can ever experience. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything. I'd like to make some additional comments on this podcast. In many instances, your soul purpose is not directly what you do for a living, but is a major part of everything you do in your daily life. For example, I believe my soul purpose is to be a teacher. However, what I do for a living is that I am an attorney practicing law. I am not in a classroom on a regular basis teaching others. Since I have a PhD, I have taught graduate level classes in the classroom at several different universities on the West Coast and in the Midwest. However, this is how else I teach. This is who I am. In my law practice, I teach my clients about how to set up business organizations and protect their intellectual property. I am frequently asked to do presentations for legal organizations to teach other attorneys about how to protect intellectual property for their clients. During my time as a professional software engineer, I was a lead software engineer, and I taught members of our team how to complete their individual tasks to make our projects a success. As a life and business coach, I teach my clients how to become empowered and successful. I wrote an award-winning and best-selling self-help book to teach people about credit cards, credit reports, and credit scores. I write a regular blog post and record regular podcasts on self-help and motivational topics. I have written online classes and ebooks to teach others about self-help and self-improvement techniques. I have been a track and cross-country coach at the middle school and high school level, where I taught runners how to train and race to excel at a high level. I have a fifth-degree black belt in the Korean art of Taekwondo, where I teach students self-defense techniques. As a parent, I have taught my children many life skills. You get the idea. There are so many ways in my own life where I am embracing my own sole purpose of being a teacher. Being a teacher, this is who I am. How about you?
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.